Hare Krishna, today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Dasa Goswami. Today we will be reading from Realizations. Srila Prabhupada had a way of speaking so gravely that even when he said something simple, his words had significance beyond their immediate apparent meaning. I experienced this several times that I can remember. For example, the second time I met him in Surat, India, I was following the devotees on a photographic assignment from Asia magazine. So I entered his room to take more pictures. As I sat by his side, Prabhupada suddenly turned to me and said, "So, you are going to become a devotee?" At that time, I still had a mustache and wore long hair. Although I was very attracted to him and Krishna consciousness, I said, "I don't think so." Prabhupada said, "Then you have to leave." I had gone to much trouble and expense to go to India from New York City, so I was completely flabbergasted by Prabhupada's comment that I had to leave. I didn't leave, and he never said anything else about my having to leave. Therefore, I came to the conclusion that Prabhupada was making comments that transcend time and were not necessarily meant for that particular moment. I took his comment to mean that if one is not a devotee, then he cannot stay in the association of devotees in the long term. Another time, a similar incident happened with Prabhupada and myself, where he said something that seemed to be connected with the present but also the future. It was at the installation of the Radha Krishna deities in Paris in 1973. I was photographing the occasion and a big kirtana was going on. Just after the actual installation, I put down my camera and went to join the kirtana. I was dancing for a few minutes, and when I turned to dance in front of Srila Prabhupada, he motioned that I should come and speak to him. This was unusual because it was right in the midst of a loud kirtana with many people. I went beside Prabhupada and put my head very close. I heard him say, "You should never put down your camera." I immediately went to get my camera and start taking pictures. Naturally, I took his words as immediate instructions for the present. But as I thought about it, I realized that he meant it also for the future, that I shouldn't give up this work. I should never put my camera down. By Yadubara Dasa Adhikari. Thank you. Hare Krishna.